Okay, Shalom Aleichem, Rav Bosai. Today's daf is Erev and daf Kuf Beis. We're on the bottom of Kuf Aleph Amud Beis. Again, still talking about top. We're going to have a lot of quick-hitting Mishnayos today. But at least for now, we're starting off, again, with a similar topic of doors and whether doors are an issue of bona on Shabbos, of building something, the melacha of bona. Again, this is not going to relate to a door specifically, but a part of a door. And what's the Mishnah says, Neger Sheyesh Barosho Glustra. If you have a door bolt that has a big kind of a knob on the end of it, that's how it's translated in the art scroll, but basically if you can imagine, right, something that looks like almost like a kli, something that you could theoretically crush spices and almonds with, right? Let's say it's a long piece of metal, and at the end it has a little kind of head at the end, right? So the question is whether this is considered a kli or not. So Rabbi Elezer, Oser, Rabbi Yossi, Matir. Are you able to use that on Shabbos? If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Rashi Dibim Laskal Sheish, Barosho Glustera, Sharosho Ava, its head is thick, Varoya Lebuchna, Liktosh, Velischog Bo Pilpulin, right? You can crush pepper and stuff like that. Vafiluhachi, and even though it can be used as a kli, Afiluhachi, the Torah's kli alav, even though it can be used as a kli, Rabbi Elezer, Oser, Rabbi Elezer is going to say that you're not allowed to use this to close a door and lock a door on Shabbos, Elam Kain, Kasher, Vitali, Videris, coming first, Kumar, as long as it is tied, as long as it is tied to the door to show that it's part of the door. Rabbi Yossi, Matir, I'm just continuing on in Rashi. Why is it mutter to use it? Because the Torah is kli alav, mishum glistra, velo mechzi kavona. Since it looks like a kli, it's something that you could use to crush spices, theoretically, even though crushing spices is also on Shabbos, but theoretically it's useful. And therefore, and the important line at the end of Rashi is velo mechzi kavona doesn't look like building. Because you're putting a kli in a door, or putting a kli at the bottom to block a door to make sure that it's closed, right? That does not look like binyan. Okay, I'm Rabbi Elezer. Maisa b'knesset shem Tveria, shayin nohagin bo heter. Right, Rabbi Elezer says there's a story about a shul in Tveria that they used to be makil in this area. Ad sheba Rabbi Gamliel v'skinim v'asru lahem. Until the Rabbi Gamliel showed up and said, "Listen, it's asur. Can't do this." Right, again, that conforms with Rabbi Elezer Shita. Right, he's trying to prove his own case. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi says, no. It was the opposite. That iser no gubo v'Rabbi Gamliel v'skinim v'etir lahem. No, Rabbi Yossi, again supporting his own shita that it's mutter. He said, no. They were being machmir, and Rabbi Gamliel and the chazakinim showed up and said, no. You're making a mistake. It's actually mutter. Now, just to point out, there's an important tosus over here. Tosus Dibur Rabbi Yossi. So the question is like this: if a person is, you know, usually machmir in some scenario, right? Are you even allowed to go and be like, hey, listen, that's actually mutter. You should stop with your chumra. Right? People are allowed to take chumras on themselves, right? And that's what Tosus says. It's important just in terms of our own lives, right? In terms of chumras and halacha and you know, maybe even issues of tochacha and rebuke and whatever. Vimtomar v'amrina benedarim, and it says also in Perek Makom Shenago, again, the psachim, which we're going to get to in a couple of days, the Gemara says, dvarim hamutarim v'achirim nehagu bahem iser. Let's say you have something that's mutter, and other people were machmir. They accepted a chumra upon themselves. Iyata rishay latirim bifneihem. You're not allowed to say, hey, by the way, that's mutter, and change the psak. If Makom Shenago nagu, if there's a minig le'iser, so you don't change that. So Tosus says, yeah, that's only Yesh Omer Dahinu Kishi Yodim Shemutur Machmir Malatzma. That's only if they knew it was mutter, and they decided, you know, we're going to be more machmir over here, so people, you know, don't get used to being so makil, and they may come to mess things up, right? V'yavo lahatir iser. Aval, but in machmirin machmas tos, but if people are machmir because of a mistake, right, that they thought it was usher, and they're not just being, you know, machmir to make sure they're afraid, you know, they refrain from iser. They just made a mistake in the halacha. So then mutter lahatir bifneim. Then it's mutter to tell someone, well, by the way, what you're doing is actually mutter. So it really depends, right? If people are noag iser out of knowledge, right, so then that's totally fine. But if people are noag iser out of lack of knowledge, right, if they're out of ignorance, so then it is okay to say someone, listen, you know, that's actually mutter, that's totally fine. Right, that comes up a lot. Right? Mistama, that scenario comes up a lot. If you see a person acting, you know, either inappropriately or appropriately, right? Again, it just depends on the scenario, but I thought it was, we usually don't do tosus in, but I thought that was an important tosus just in terms of, in general. Okay, either way, so whatever it is, we have a machokas here about this kli that they use to lock a door. It has a head at the end of it, so theoretically it's usable as a kli on Shabbos. And Rabbi Elazar says it's still usher because it looks like bona, and Rabbi Yossi says it's mutter because it's kli, it does not look like bona. So Gemara says like this: Benitil ba godo kli amalu pligi. If it is nitil ba godo, Rashi says kishu kasher v'toli bechevel shal kayama. If it's tied with an actual rope to the door, so then everybody agrees that it's fine. Right? Everybody agrees that's totally normal. Right? That's how doors work. They have these contraptions. Things are tied to them. It doesn't look like building. Right, you're not going to think it's binyan. Ki pligi, the machlokas is b'she'eno nital b'igudo. It's only when it's not tied. It's not tied appropriately. Meaning Rashi says, achevel dak. It was a very thin cord. You have a very thin piece of string there, and if you would move it, Rashi says, then it would snap. Right, so then, okay, then it's like, is that considered tied to the door enough that it's not going to be merci kibona, it's not going to look like bona. Tamar sovar came into yesh. Because Rabbi Yossi holds it, since it has this little head at the end, so it looks like a kli, and therefore it's a kli, it's not going to be binyan, bona. Umar Sover, and Rabbi Lezer says, no, that cave into Eno Nitzel Be'egudolo, since it's, you can't even pick it up, right? But with the cord that's tied it, that the rope that's tying it to the door, you can't even pick it up because it would break, so then it can't be used, not because the door, the rope's going to break, but because it's not considered to be part of the door, and then when you put it in the door, put it underneath the door, whatever, to close it, so that's going to look like bona. Okay, fine. Next Mishnah. Like I said, we're going to have a bunch of quick-hitting Mishnahs on today's daf. You can almost feel like the Masechta is wrapping itself up quickly. We're just flying through Mishnahs. Neger Hanigra. Let's say you have a door bolt now that's, again, it's attached to the ground, to the door with a rope, and now it's dragging on the floor. So the case is, the Mishnah says, no one boba mikdash of a loba medina. You can lock it, you can use it in the Beis HaMikdash, but you can't use it in the rest of the country. There's a concept called Ein Shvus BaMikdash. The Dinim Derabanan in general on Shabbos do not apply in the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi says, right, because it would interfere, perhaps it would interfere with Avodah. With some sort of avodah, meaning if you needed to do it for whatever reason, you needed to do some drabanans, right? We don't want it to interfere with the avodah, right? The avodah in Beis HaMikdash, certain avodahs anyway, are docha Shabbos. We're not gonna. There's an ein shvus b'mikdash. There's no drabanans necessarily regarding Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash. So this is, again, it's asur midrabanan, and therefore it applies. It's usher outside of the Beis HaMikdash, but in the Beis HaMikdash should be mutter. V'munach, and if it's lying on the floor, meaning if it's totally, meaning not connected at all to the door, so then kan v'kan, usher. Then it's usher regardless, because that's already going to be perhaps a dindaraisa. Meaning that maybe will be binyan, and then we're going to be concerned that that will actually be bona, right? That is usher even in the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. The tears, the Rebbe Yehuda is more make it. He says the tears here, tears, not T-A-R, but T-I-E-R, right? The tears here need to be moved down a notch. And that hamunach mutar b'mikdash v'hanigra b'medina. Then if it's lying on the floor, then that's derabana. That's, again, a neger, a door bolt, is always going to be derabanan according to Rebbe Yehuda, even if it's lying on the floor totally unconnected to the door. So therefore, if it's an asher midrabanan, it's not going to be an Indian of Bona and Midaraisa. So if it's Asr Midarabana, then it doesn't apply in the Beis HaMikdash, but it's still Asr outside the Beis HaMikdash. But on Nigrar, if something is connected by a rope and it's just lying on the floor, that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is Mutter everywhere. Okay, so whereas the Tanakhama says that if it's lying on the floor connected by a rope, it's Mutter in the Beis HaMikdash, and Asr everywhere, i.e. it's Asr Midarabana, and if it was lying there on the floor, it'd be Asr Midaraisa, therefore it's Asr in both places. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the most you have here is a Dindarabanan. If it's attached, so then it's completely mutter, it's not even Bona Midarabanan, and if it's lying on the floor, then it's Asr Midarabanan to put it in, therefore it's mutter in the Beis HaMikdash, and Asr outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So Tana Rabbanan, no Dindarabanan. Ezu Neger HaNigrar Shano Alim BaMikdash. What is this? What is this? Shanolu b'mikdash avalo b'medina. What is that? Kol shekasher b'toloi v'roshu echad magia la'aretz. If it's connected, it's tied, it's hanging, but it does touch the ground. Right, one side of the door bolt touches the ground, so that's the case that we're talking about. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Ze B'Medina Mutar. He says, no. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, even that case is Mutar Lagamre, is straight up totally Mutar. It doesn't matter if it's lying on the ground, if it's touched in the ground. Right? In both cases, Rabbi Yehuda says it's totally Mutar. Ela Ezu Nagar Shanolim B'Mikdash, Avalo B'Medina. But what's the case that's Asur Min D'Rabbanan, i.e., you can use it in the Beis HaMikdash, but you can't outside the Beis HaMikdash? It's something that's not tied, it's not hanging, right? And it's totally, it's like thrown in a corner, right? It's not connected to the door whatsoever. And that's Rabbi Yehuda, says that that case is also Midr Rabbanan, therefore Mutar in the Mikdash and Usr outside of it. But anything that's connected, hanging, lying on the floor, whatever it is, if it's connected to the door, then it's Mutar Lagamre, because you see it's part of the door. There's no concern here, even for Bona Midr Rabbanan. Am Rabbi Yehuda, Shmuel, Halach Rabbi Yehuda, Ben Nigra. Right? Again, this is the halacha. Like Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rava, Rava says Vusha Kosher Vadelis. Right, but that's only if it's attached. Right, again, against what we just said. Rabbi Yehuda had said, meaning Shmuel said the case is like Rabbi Yehuda, that even even if it's dragging, it's totally fine. And Rava says no, it has to be attached, meaning not just he says Shekosher Vadelis, meaning he has to be the thing has to be right, as Rashi says Atzma. Meaning, Rava adds a little bit. It says the door bolt has to be attached by a rope to the actual door itself, not just kind of tied to the doorposts or the wall or whatever. Gemara says, "Any, is that really true?" Rav Tavla Ikula Mechuza V'Chaza Alu Dehava Tali Be'Iver D'Dasha Evelo Amar Levelo Midi. Rabbi Tavla went to Mechuza and he saw, meaning a door bolt that was hanging from the door, meaning the above the door, I mean not the door itself, but the above the door, below Amar Vlomidi, meaning he didn't say anything. So apparently we see that Rava's definition that it has to be hanging from the door and not from the doorway, right, from the wall, is not true. So Gemara says, Ahu Nital Begudo Hava. No, so he says that case was tied, meaning literally means in a bundle, but meaning it was tied very tight. So even though it was attached to the wall above, but it was still totally fine. When Rava says it needs to be attached to the door, that's only that if you're dealing with a rope that is not tied, that is not strong, that is not tied as tight. Rav Avia Ikla Lenarda. Rav Avia went to Narda and Chazi Lihu Gavra, and he saw somebody to have a katir begami. He saw a door bolt that was tied with gemi. Gemi is usually translated as reeds or some sort of reed grass. And Amar din lo nitrok. He said, this you're not allowed to close, meaning the door you're not allowed to lock with this door bolt, because that's not a good rope. And that's exactly what we've been saying, that the rope has to be strong enough that if you move it, it's not going to break. Boy, Rabbi Zera said, what about nikmas? Let's say if the door bolt goes into the ground, meaning instead of like kind of putting it underneath the door or in the door and locking it between the door and the wall, right now it goes, you kind of stick it in the ground. You know, some doors have that where you lift the, like a door bolt up and it goes into a hole in the ground and that's how it locks. So that's what we're talking about. If on the bottom of the door, you have this little latch that you lift up and it goes into the door, into the ground, sorry. So, Mahu, what's the din? So, Rav Yosef, mighty boy, the Chari. Rav Yosef said, what kind of question is this? Lo Shmila Tanya, didn't he learn this brisa? Nishmat, if the bolt was taken off the door, meaning the rope broke, so then, Asur, right, you're not allowed to use it anymore. But Nikmaz, and that's our case, if the bolt is in the ground, so then Mutter. And then it's Mutter. Rabbi Yehuda says, Nikmaz Afal Pisha in Nishmat Asur. And if it's all the way in the ground, even though it's not Nishmat, even though the bolt is not, right, the rope has not broken, meaning it's still attached to the door, it's still Asur. Meaning it's Asur, even if it's attached to the door. The time of my Amar Abai, Mishum Demechzi Kibona, because it looks like binyan. Right? It looks like you're building something, right? Since you're putting something into the ground, right, that's going to stay there. So that's already looks like bona, and that's going to be Asur. So Rav Zeir didn't understand the question. Rav Yosef didn't understand Rav Zeir's question because it's a brisa that says straight up that it is Asur. Midrabban, boy minei Rav Nechumi bar Zacharia mei Abaye. Also, lo base yad mahu. Let's say there's a handle for the door bolt, Right now, it really looks like a kli that you can use. So Amalei said back to them, Buchno kamarta. You're talking about a pestle, P-E-S-T-L-E, right? Something you used to grind stuff with. So that's Itmar, that was said, Amarav Nechuni Bar Ada, Asalo Besiad Mutter. Right, so that's Mutter, right? Because that's really, totally a kli, and that's something that you're not going to, that's not going to be usher for Bonet. So Haush Sharisa, I'm not sure. The Havale Rabbi Pedas, there was a big board of wood or a wooden beam that Rabbi Pedas had. Dahava Madlula Beasara. That was so heavy that you needed 10 people to pick it up. Veshadula Adasha. They used this as a door bolt, right? Pretty good, right? They barricade the door. They throw the wood against the door on the floor, right? You don't have to pick it up and put it above the floor, but you roll it up against the wall and against the door, and the door can't open anymore. So they used to use that to lock the door. V'lo Amrulu Midi, and Rabbi Pedas didn't say anything. So Amar, and he said, Turas Kliala. Right, it's a kli. Right, it's still a kli. You can use it to sit on, if I'm not mistaken. Just trying to find the Rashi. Towards the, I can never find stuff. Torah's kli. Right, Rashi says Ruya leishev alov. It's like seven lines up in the skinny lines. Right, so you could sit on it. Right, you could use it as a bench and some sort of whatever, and therefore it was not usur. Right, so you see again if the door bolt has a kli, has a function, it's not going to be usur for Bona. Hahu Asisa Dehava Bei Mar Shmuel. There was also like Asisa is a bowl or a mortar, right, that would crush stuff in. Dehava Machzik Adriva, that could hold an Adriva. Adriva is a measurement. Rashi says 16 sa, right, a chatzi kor, a lot. It was a big, big bowl. Sharat Mar Shmuel, the Shadi Adash. And Mar Shmuel said it was mutter to use this as a door bolt. Right, to kind of keep it closed, because Amar he said Torah's kli, again same idea that it's a kli and therefore you can use it to lock the door. Shalach lei Rami bar Yecheskel Rav Amram, name alon mar mehalin mili mal yaso da amart alon mishmei de Rav Asi b'kipi ba'arba. Rami bar Yecheskel said to Rav Amram, give me a great vort about kipi de arva, which is arches on a boat. Okay. Not maybe not the most popular topic at NCSY conventions, but either way, give me a good Vartera that you found, that you heard about archways on a boat. So Shalakla, he said back then, Haki Amar Ravasi. This is where Ravasi said, Hani Kipi de Arbo. Again, these arches, if you can imagine a boat and it has arches going up and over, almost like, kind of like a skeleton, and you'd imagine that you would throw some sort of canopy or cloak or something over it, right, to kind of make it an indoor boat. But again, that's what we're going to say in a second. So, ibizman sheishlam tefach, if each arch is a tefach wide, inami in behem tefach, ve'in bein zeh lezeh shlosha, or even if they're less than a tefach, but you have less than three tefachim between each arch, so then the machar, maybe machatel is b'paros aleihem. So on Shabbos, tomorrow, meaning I guess it was Friday. So on Shabbos, you can bring machatzelis as a mat, as a reed mat, and throw it over the top. I.e., it's not going to be an isser of an ohel. My time. Well, what's the reason? Because that's mosif al ohel arai v'u shaper dami. That's adding to an ohel. Meaning the ohel already exists since the beams are less than three tefachim from each other, and there's lovewood, for example. So then that's going to be. And ohel technically kind of exists already, just you have space in between the arches and the beams. So basically that's adding on to an ohel, and that's mutter. When Chazal asked making an ohel arai on Shabbos, that's only if you're making it from scratch. But if you had an ohel and you're adding on to an ohel, so that's got to be mutter. This halacha comes up a bit, for example, in terms of baby carriages, whether perhaps extending the top of a baby carriage, right? And not to get into the whole halakhic situation, but that's where this is mostly brought up, this concept. Okay, so either way, it's mutter to add on to an ohel, not even if you're not making it from scratch. Similarly, Hanu Dichri Dahavu Le Rav Huna. Rav Huna had Dichri, had male sheep, which are rams, right? Dibi Yamama Bao Tula, that they needed, obviously, they needed in the sun, during the daytime, they needed some shade. Uvaleli Bao Avira, and at night, they needed to be outside. So also the kamei de Rav, so Rav Huna went to Rav, and Amar Leih, he said to him, zil kroch budya, go roll up some of the mats that you have, v'shayir batafach, but leave a tafach open, so because l'machor on Shabbos pashta, meaning they needed to have some sort of enclosure that you could roll back the roof and get some air, and then obviously close it up when the sun came out. So he said, right, when you roll it up, make sure you leave a tefach of the roof there, because l'machor on Shabbos, then you, when you roll it out, that's that umosif alo hal arayhu v'shapre dami, because then already you're just adding on to an existing ohel, and it's going to be mutter. Okay, Amar Rav Mishum Rav Chiya, Vilon Mutar Lentoso Umutar Lepoko B'Shabbos. A Vilon, and this is talking about a window shade. It is mutter to go, you know, to pull on the rope and have it go up and down on Shabbos. Man, that's not going to be an issue of an ohel. That's going to be totally fine. Kilos Chasanim. What about literally means a bed of a chasan of a. For a wedding, but it's, you'll see here it doesn't really sort of not really mean that. If you can imagine back in the day, like in the they used to have, I guess a canopy or some sort of cloth on top of a bed. So here we're talking about where it has two poles, and you'd spread the mat or the cloth or whatever it is you want over the two poles. So in that case, so mutar leforko lentoso the Shabbos, you're allowed to kind of take it up and down on Shabbos, since it's as we're going to see in a second, it's very very horizontal, not very very horizontal, very very vertical. I always get those confused for no reason whatsoever. But either way, since they're basically vertical, as you'll see in a second, it's not considered a no-go. Amar Rav Sheshes Breda of Edi lo amran el she'in. That's only if the top part of the this bed, right, whether literally the roof, but the roof is less than a tefach. Then it's going to be usur again, because that's already going to be that's going to be considered an ol. And even if the top part of if the beam that you're throwing this sheet over is less than a tefach, lo amran el she'in b'pachus mishlosha samach l'gag tefach. And that's also only if you don't have a tefach within three tefachim of the top. I mean, because otherwise, you play lover, then you view as if it's. If it's wide enough, that would create an ohel. But if the width of this sheet that you threw over the pole is more than three tefachim, within three tefachim of the roof gets to be more than one tefach wide, then it's going to be aser. And even if it's not one tefach wide within three tefachim of the roof, it's still not mutter unless ela she'ein b'shipua tefach. And if you don't have a tefach all the way on the bottom, if it's not even a tefach wide on the bottom, and that's still going to, that would end up being an ohel. Sorry, jumped the gun a little bit. Avayish b'shifua tefach, shifua olim ka'olim damo. But if there is a tefach, meaning on the bottom of it, then it's going to be usher, because the sides, meaning literally with shifua tefach, means the sides or the slants, or the angles of an ohel is considered to be, it's considered to be an ohel. So basically, you're left with some really ridiculously thin bed. And that's why Rashi draws this little diagram over here in Rashi, that really you have a bunch of different ones on the bed. It's not actually a tefach wide. No one's sleeping on a tefach wide bed, but it must be that it goes up and down and up and down and up and down. If you look at Rashi, then you're sleeping underneath it. But either way, again, it has to make sure that each one of these of the sheets that you throw over, even if it's supported on top, right, you have to make sure that the angles are not a tefach, because otherwise you're going to end up be violating an isser of derabanan of making an ohel on Shabbos. V'amar Rav Shisha Breder of Idi, Saina Shari. Saina is a hat, really is a black hat. Right? Again, if you remember, we had this entire Gemara basically at the end of Masechta Shabbos. Let's say you have a hat, a cowboy hat, black hat. So it is mutter. It is mutter to wear on Shabbos. What would be the problem? Right, so Rashi says, you're allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. Well, the Gemara will see. You'll see exactly what the issue is. But it's mutter to go out with a black cat on Shabbos. I have a tanya osir. Then the Braisa say it's osir. So lokasha hadis beitav achadu les beitavach. The question is whether the brim is a tefach wide. If the brim is a tefach wide, so then that's going to be an ohel. If it's not a tefach wide, so then it's not an ohel. Right? Like we've been saying. Ay, elmiata. Shiraviv glimei tevach achina midaser. What else? Also, if you, let's say you throw a talis or a cloak, but a talis over your head, right, that also could be aser. Right, but that's not aser. Right? You see that people do this. Right? It must be that it can't be that you're making an ohel. Ella lo kasha, and Rashi understands that we're throwing out this whole tefach thing. Right? Hadim yhadak, hadim lo mihadak. Question is whether the hat fits tightly or not, and we're not talking about an issue of an ohel at all. She says, "Taima lo mishum ohel." If you look at Dibur Maskil Ella Hadmi Hadak, right, it's about halfway down through the skinny lines. "Taima lo mishum ohel." Who? It's not an issue of ohel whatsoever. Rather, Ella Dilma Nafal Mireshe. Right. The case. The question is whether it will fall off if there's a breeze, and then you will end up picking it up. Right. If it's stuck on your head, right. Forget the size of a tefach, the size of a brim. If it sticks well on your head, then you can go out into Rosh Hashanah without an Eruv on Shabbos. If it doesn't, so then you may blow off, and you may come to pick it up, and then you're concerned that you'll be violating Maver Dalet Amos Pirushos HaRabbit. Okay, new Mishnah. Machzirin Sir HaTachton B'Mikdash Avalo B'Medina. Now, this is talking about a Sir they translate in the art school as a pivot. I'm not sure exactly what that means. They used to have, back in the day, the way you would close, let's say, a closet, for example, is they would have a door with a couple of latches, one on top and one on the bottom. So apparently, let's say, putting the latch back on the closet to close up the door to the closet or the box or whatever you had, that could be an issue of bonus. So the question is, right, which lock is crucial, and is that also midah rabbanan, also midah raisa? So the Mishnah says that you can put the bottom one back in the Beis HaMikdash, but not outside the Beis HaMikdash, meaning putting the bottom latch on this door front to the closet would be usher midoraisa, right? Locking it in, putting it in the socket or whatever it is, whatever the construction is. So that would be usher midorabana, because it would be mutter in the Beis HaMikdash and usher outside. Va'elyon, but the top one, that's kind of the kind of usher, meaning it's usher midoraisa to put the top one, because apparently the top one, again, the way it was constructed is the top latch was more crucial than the bottom one. I guess it could hang there if you had the top one, but even without the bottom one. But if you had the bottom one, not the top one, apparently the door would just fall off. So that's actually bona midoraisa, and therefore it's usher in both cases. And similarly, over here, Rabbi Yehuda knocks down the tiers a little bit. Rabbi Yehuda omer ha'elyon b'mikdash v'tachton b'medina, that the top one is usher midorabanan, and therefore it's mutter in the Beis HaMikdash, but usher outside. And the bottom one is mutter across the board. Okay. Tan Rav Amulei de Rabbeisa, Ritia Shapirsha Me'al Gabe Makar. Nope, wrong Gemara. Right, like I said, I was wondering what that has to do with anything. Right, a bunch of Mishnayos. Sorry, Tanu Rabbana. We learned in Rabbeisa. Back to our Gemara. Tzir Delas Shida V'Teval Umigdal. And again, if you have a pivot, this as they translate in the article, but really you have a latch or some sort of contraption right on the bottom that locks to. As I know it's on the bottom. Let's read the brisa. Tan Rabbana, tzir delas shida teva migdal, but mikdash machzirin but medina dochken. In the Beis HaMikdash, right, you're allowed to put it back, right? Again, implying that it's the Rabbanan, so we're talking about the bottom one. But medina dochken, but you're allowed, and outside of the Beis HaMikdash, you're kind of allowed to shove it, to push it. Meaning if it came out a little bit, I kind of push it back in, but you're not allowed to totally replace it. Well, you know, kamikan lo yachzir. Well, that's how I knew it was the bottom one. Okay, my bad. Meaning the top one, right, regardless, you're not allowed to put it back because that's already asur midaraisa. You can't put it back regardless of where you are, Beis HaMikdash or not. Now, what's the problem? This sounds like this is going on the top one, but it's not really. It's because we said it's asur midaraisa, right? So when the Gemara now explains why it's asur to put the bottom one back, gzeira shema yitaka, because we're concerned you may slam it in with a hammer, right? And the problem with that is v'intaka chayev chatos, because if you use a hammer to, you know, to lock the latch in there, that's going to be usher midoraisa, not because of bona, because of maka bepadish. Yeah, because that's already, you're finishing, again, putting the latch in, regardless of how you put it in, that would be the issue of bona, but using a hammer to kind of slam it in there, that would be maka bepadish, and that would be finishing the kli. Shel bor v'shel dot v'shel yitzia. Let's say you have a pit, or a dot, Rashi says, that is a bore you dig. If you look at Rashi right before the Mishnah, a bore is with digging, and a dot is you build into the ground, right? Meaning you put some sort of foundation in there. Okay, but either way, same idea, that you have a pit, maybe filled with water, or a pit that was, what's it called? Shiputzed, what's the word in English? Blanking. It did some sort of construction in there, so you have walls in the ground now. All right, either way, if you have that area, lo yachzir, and you're not allowed to put, again, the if you have some sort of, I guess, some lock on the top of it, or maybe you have a, I guess it's on the roof or something, either way, lo yachzir v'mechzer chayev chatas, that's already going to be chayev chatas. If you put back the latch that opens up to the, I guess if you can imagine, it's a door on the floor, maybe, that would you lift up and you get some water from underneath. All right, either way, putting the latch back is going to be usher, and that's usher midaraisa, you're going to be chayev chatas if you put it back. Okay. Last Mishnah on the Amud, but last Mishnah for today. Machzirin retia b'mikdash avalo b'medina. Continuing on with the theme of things that are mutter in the mikdash and not outside, meaning items that are usher midirabanan. Machzirin retia b'mikdash avalo b'medina. You can put a bandage back on in the Beis HaMikdash, but not outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, what's putting back a bandage? So again, when you back in the day, when you had a bandage, so you'd also have some sort of cream. We're concerned here for memareach, for memachek, which is one of the 39 malachos that you may come to smooth out, and maybe the ointment or whatever kind of medicine that you put on. So according in the Beis HaMikdash, we are allowed to put back a bandage. Why? If you look at Rashi. Rashi says that we're talking about a specific case. Well, again, think we're in the Beis HaMikdash. So what's going on? So if you look at the first Rashi on the Mishnah, Kohen Shalaka, if you have a Kohen that has an injury, Biyado on his hand, V'nasan aleh retia mibod yom, and he put on some sort of cream, some sort of ointment on Erev Shabbos, V'hutzrach lavod avoda b'Beis HaMikdash, v'Shabbos ob yom tiv. And now he has to do avoda b'Beis HaMikdash. V'natal retia me'al yado, and he has to take the ointment off because shalot ha'chotzetzes be'nolo ben yado la'avoda. Because you can't have anything that interposes between the kohen and his hands, for example, and the avoda that he's doing. The chatzitza poselas ba, right? Because a chatzitza will mess up the avoda. Okay, just skip a little bit in Rashi because he quotes the drasha. Okay, so the kohen machzira b'mikdash, he's allowed to put the bandage back on. Dilo sharis le'lachzira, because if we don't allow him to put the bandage back on, lo shakol le'miyade, he's not going to take it off. And then now we have a problem. Maybe umimanav lo avod avoda, maybe he'll refrain from doing the avoda, or the avoda will be puzzle. Right? Okay, and that's what Rashi says. There are three things in the first paragraph of Mesechus Beitza. I forget what the other two are. I think one of them is putting something back, maybe a box. I forget what the other two are. But towards the beginning of Mesechus Beitza, so the Gemara says there are three things that they allowed you to do because of the end, meaning they allowed you to do the end of the process because we're concerned that maybe you won't do them at the beginning. So same thing over here. They allowed you, in the Beis HaMikdash, to put back a bandage, even though we're concerned about mamachek and mamareach issues of smoothing out ointments and stuff like that. It may come to that. In the Beis HaMikdash, we were concerned that the Kohanim would not do the avoda, or the avoda would be pasul if they didn't take off the bandage to begin with. So they allowed Kohanim to put back a bandage in the Beis HaMikdash, but not outside the Beis HaMikdash. We don't have that concern, right? We're nervous you may come to smoothing out issues on Shabbos. And in Betchila, but to put a bandage straight up, to put a bandage on, that is going to be that's going to be awesome. To put a bandage on for the first time, right? Because then again, you don't have that the mitigating concern. So then you don't Right, again, Rashi says over here, right, even it's, though it's asur midirabanan, right, it's only like crucial for the avoda. Right, if this is not crucial for avoda, so that's just for the kohen himself. So that's going to be asur. So Torah rabanan, we learned in a brisa, retia shapirsha me'al gabi mako. Let's say you have a retia, again, some sort of ointment, and maybe you have a bandage, so that you put on a, let's say there's a bandage on top of it. So if that fell off, meaning on a wound, so then you're allowed to put it back on Shabbos. Right, Rashi says it wasn't so common that the bandage would fall off straight up. So it's davar shelo shchicha bei, it's not common. So Chazal, we're not gozer. So if it totally fell off, you're allowed to put it back. Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, hoch l'kol l'mata, doch kol l'mala, l'mala doch kol l'mata. Says you can't put it back if it really fell off. But if it kind of like slipped down your arm or whatever it is, whatever you're wearing it on, you can push it back up, and if it slipped up, so then you can push it back down. Umegala mitzas haratiya. Remember, Yehuda says you can also kind of open up the bandage a little bit to kind of reveal some of the wound. Umekaneach piamaka, and you can then clean it off. Vechozer umegala mitzas haratiya. Then you can kind of close it back up, right? You can put the that side of the bandage back on. Umekaneach piamaka, and then you can clean off the other side. Right, but don't clean off the actual ointment. Right, that's an issue of smoothing. Because mimareach is chayef chatas, that's already an aser midoraisa. Amar Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, and halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda that if the thing falls off completely, so then you can't put it back. Amar Rav Chista says lo shanu ella shapirsha agabe kli, and that's only if the meaning it's only mutter. Meaning the guy, according to the Tanakhama and the Brisa, and not Ramishna, but Tanakhama and the Brisa that said it's mutter if it fell off to put back the bandage. That's only if the bandaid fell off onto a kli, onto some sort of plate, table, whatever it is, or as we'll see in a second, maybe a pillow. Aval pirsha agabe karka, they recall usher, but if it fell onto the ground, so that everybody agrees that it's usher. Marbar Ravashi says, one second, I don't hold like that, because I was hanging out with my father, Ravashi, and Nachole Abi Sadia, and the bandage fell off onto the pillow. Fakamahadrale, Ravashi, my father, put it back. So Aminale, as I said to him, Lo Sabra Lamar, Damar Rav Chista, didn't you hold of what Rav Chista said? The Machokas, Shapir Shagabe Kliya, Wapir Shagabe Karka, Osir, right, and the Machokas is when it fell onto a kli. But if it fell onto the ground, it's usur. Meaning Rabbi Yehuda says that it's usur to put it back, even if it fell onto a kli. Right? If Amar Shmuel Alach Rabbi Yehuda, and Alach is like Rabbi Yehuda, why did you put it back, even though the bandage fell onto a kli? So Amar Li, and then Rav Ashi said back to him, Lo Shmili. No, I didn't hear it. Meaning, Kalomar, in other words, what he meant to say was, Lo Shmili, I don't agree. Meaning, he said that the Machlokas is only... meaning that that's not like that. They don't learn like that. Meaning that the machlokas is inechanami is when it fell on the floor, but it fell onto a kli. Everybody agrees. Meaning the machlokas is one step up. Rav Chista said if it fell onto the floor, everybody says it's aser, and if it fell on a kli, that's the machlokas. Rav Ashi said no. If it falls into a kli, that's the machlokas. But if it fell on the floor, that's the machlokas. But if it fell on a kli, then everybody, even Rav Yehuda, would hold that it's mutter to put it back. Okay, Shkoya Kodah Rabosa, we'll stop here. And we'll go right to the Halei Shabbos and the Halei Shas tomorrow on Erev Shabbos. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.